about it then is it goes straight into the next round and you actually stop it in the middle. So if Tony would play it and I will sing, and in time you will all come and join me. And the words, I'll try, just a minute, I know, because I know this is the sort of thing that drives some people nuts, so I will do it. The words in English, which we will not be singing, the words in English are, give God all your thanks and praise, give Father God your praise. So it's a song of praise. Okay? Tell him thank you, tell him, tell Papa God thank you. Tell him thank you, tell him, tell Papa God thank you. We for tell I'm thank you. When you do for we for tell I'm thank you. Tell I'm thank you, tell I'm, tell Papa God thank you. Tell I'm thank you, tell I'm, tell Papa God thank you. When you do for we for tell I'm thank you. For tell I'm thank you, tell I'm thank you, tell I'm, tell Papa God thank you. Tell I'm thank you, tell I'm, tell Papa God thank you. When I do for we for tell I'm thank you. For we for tell. Tell I'm thank you, tell I'm, tell Papa God thank you. Tell I'm thank you, tell I'm, tell Papa God thank you. Right, the words are, tell I'm thank you, tell I'm, tell Papa God thank you. Tell am tenki, tell am. Tell Papa God tenki. The bit goes did it, you know the bit in the middle, did it. We tin he do. For we for tell am tenki. We tin he do. For we foretell am tenki. Tell am tenki, tell am, tell Papa God tenki. Tell am tenki, tell am, tell Papa God tenki. When tin he do, for we foretell am tenki. When if he do, for we foretell am tenki. Tell I'm yes. Thank you.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. And a very warm welcome in particular to anybody who may be here for the first time or who's just visiting. There's a church meeting at 12 o'clock. Which I hope you can stay for. And then this evening, there's no service here at Kingston URC, but there's a joint Christian Aid launch service at John Bunyan at 6:30, but there'll be a group leaving here at 6:10 to go to the church, so you can join them if you don't know the way. A couple of items of personal news. We've heard that Gillian and Nick Hastings have had little girl. Anne Patterson is still in Kingston Hospital. And Anne Farncombe has died. She was the daughter of Charles Stirney, whom you may remember. And the funeral is on Thursday in Oxford. and Evelyn White has more information if you need it. Don't forget that there's a relaunch of Monday Church as Eden tomorrow evening. As you recall, this will now not take place weekly, but on the second Monday of every month, doors opening at 7:45 and finishing at 9 o'clock. And some 30 people have signed up already, and do join them if you can. And Sally has asked for our prayers that the setting up goes smoothly and that we can start building a sense of community among those people attending who are not normally churchgoers. A couple of sponsorship items here. Helen Jones is participating in the BUPA 10-kilometre London run on the 27th of May to raise funds for ABF, the Soldiers' Charity, and would welcome any sponsorship that anybody might like to offer. Helen's not here today, but there are details on a sheet in the Mayo Hall, and Teresa has some sheets as well, if you would like one. And talking of sponsorship, Georgina Forbes, Peter Ashdown, Ray Erskine, Rose Oming-Barley, and I will be circling the city on a sponsored walk for Christian Aid on Sunday the 20th of May, and we do have the odd sponsorship form available. Need I say more? Christian Aid Week kicked off here yesterday evening with the quiz, which raised £360, an amazing £360, amazing because it was £90 more than last year, which in itself I think was a record. And don't forget, please, that Ray is still looking for collectors and any other people who might be prepared to help with activities during the week. Just a note that the U3A Orchestra will be giving its summer concert here next Sunday at 3 o'clock. Oh, no, not here. I beg your pardon. I take that all back. The Kingston U3A Orchestra will be giving its summer concert next Sunday at 3 o'clock in the Methodist Church in New Malden. Tickets cost £7, children under 12 free, and Liz Bartlett has details and tickets available. And just a final item, you will find a sheet on the coffee bar outside on which you can sign up for the monthly forums outing to Posed and Lacey on Wednesday the 6th of June. So if you'd like to go along, please do sign up there. Also make a note if you'd like a lift. And if you would like a lift, please leave your phone number. Thank you.
For 350 years, there has been a church on this site. We begin our worship for this year with these sentences. We are Kingston United Reformed Church. We celebrate our diversity of worship and freedom of relationship with the state. With the whole Christian church, we will follow Jesus. We will serve him in our community and in our daily lives, in the strength of the Holy Spirit. And using some of the liturgy material that has been provided by Christian Aid, if I say the words in the light type, would you respond with those that are in the bold? Jesus has given us his life. Jesus has called us his friends. Jesus has made known God's will. Jesus has chosen us to bear fruit. Jesus is among us in joy. We join to sing Beauty for Brokenness. Gathered here today to praise God, to bless one another, to be a blessing to one another, and to celebrate the work of all those who strive for change and transformation. We believe that Christian Aid gives people the tools to help themselves out of poverty. We believe that it is God's promise to overcome poverty. And we know this is a large vision, and we know that each of us is a small person. But we also know that we can be a part of a big something, and that small actions can bring about change, huge change. So in that context, we join to pray. Sing a new song to the Lord, afresh every morning, restating the faith, repairing our hurts, restoring our hope. Sing a new song to the Lord each day and every day, recognizing those who are in need, remembering those that we love, recalling those who have gone before us. Sing a new song to the Lord at the end of every day, confessing that which is wrong, asking God's forgiveness and forgiving others. Sing a new song to the Lord. God, we ask that you would forgive us, for sometimes we have been so aware of our smallness that we've forgotten about you. We thank you for the opportunity to pray and act for change. We thank you that you have made your salvation known and revealed your righteousness to the world through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. We confess our failure. We have hidden your justice and your equity in our own greed and selfishness. We confess that we have not loved even one another. We have not remained in your love. We know that we need to change, and we ask that you would forgive us. Lord, your love and faithfulness reach out to everyone. As those who have known your salvation, set us free to live in justice and equity, and so to reveal your righteousness to the world. Lord, we pray. Thanks be to God. And all God's people said, Amen. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For those of us who've been around in church forever, we tend to work on the assumption that everybody knows what Christian Aid Week is and what it means. But there is a pool of people who have never heard of it. And also, The other bit of it is that when people receive money from Christian Aid, they are shocked and amazed by how and where the money comes from. The way Christian Aid works is that people who have enough money knock on doors and beg for money on behalf of the world's poorest, and then they give it to them. It's a really wacky, amazing thing. Walking on people's doors saying, "Have you got some cash? I'm going to give it away." So begging on behalf of somebody else, that's what Christian Aid Week is. And let's be clear, nobody likes doing the whole knocking on the door thing. It's whether you can get yourself beyond yourself to be a part of it or not. That's the thing. And Christian Aid has a huge range of projects all around the world. And the main thing is that they work alongside local people to make these projects happen, because local people know stuff in the way that somebody sitting in an office in London does not. This year, they're focusing particularly on Sierra Leone. So put some pictures up. I'm going to read this stuff just in case you can't see it. So let us give the tools to help people in poverty out of poverty. Huge change is taking place in the town of Bap, Sierra Leone. 4 out of 5 families in rural Sierra Leone do not have enough to eat. Just a minute, let's pause with that. 4 out of 5 families. That was the thing that troubled me. If we had food today, what would we eat on the next day? Those are the words of a woman called Mary Samuels. Things started to change with the arrival of the Methodist Church of Sierra Leone, MCSL. MCSL has helped the people of BAP to move beyond hunger. There's a vast difference in the amount of food we cultivate now, said Mary. The people of BAP have taken their future into their own hands. Children in BAP can now look forward to a brighter future. Today, we are seeing something which has come from us. I do feel more empowered as a result. The words of Mary Samuels. Around the world, Christian Aid is giving people the tools to help themselves. Working with women's cooperatives in Tajikistan. Advocacy training for young people in Kenya. Join us this Christian Aid Week. Let us give the tools to help people in poverty out of poverty. The thing about Sierra Leone is that it is a place with vast natural resources. fertile lands and mineral wealth. But because of the turbulence in that country, it has left many people with deepest challenges. And that has meant that some people's lives has been defined by hunger. Imagine being a person whose life is defined by hunger. And in a society where women and young people have been on the margins, and decision-making has been weighted against people who are naturally the most vulnerable in society, the cycle of hunger and poverty has continued. And Mary Samuels, whose voice we heard there, is among those whose voices would usually have been ignored. To repeat, before we women weren't listened to in the community, it was a huge disappointment to us because we feel we have an important role to play. Now I am part of the Village Development Committee. I am not afraid to make a contribution. The men and the elders recognize and respect our voice. Tell I'm tanky. Up again. Last week, you may remember that the reading from the Gospel of John was about the vine and the branches, about a picture of intimacy and interdependence. Now he moves from metaphor into speaking directly about relationship and all that that means. Love is a matter of action. It is not about emotion. It entails keeping Jesus' commandments, and that is a mark of abiding in his love. And Derek Windsor is going to read this passage to us.
The reading is from St. John's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. Jesus, the real vine. Jesus said, I love you just as the Father loves me. Remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My commandment is this: love one another just as I love you. The greatest love a person can give for his friends is to give his life for them. And you are my friends. If you do what I command you, I do not call you servants any longer, because servants do not know what their master is doing. Instead, I call you friends, because I have told you everything. I have heard from my Father, you do not choose me, I choose you, and appointed you to go and bear much fruit, the kind of fruit that endures. And so the Father will give you whatever you ask of him in my name. This then is what I command you: love one another. Amen.
We tend to hear the words about laying down your life and thinking of Jesus, not unreasonably, or to think of laying down your life and thinking about the big grand gesture. I would like to suggest to you that for most of us, laying down our life is about small choices, thinking of those who are the weakest and the smallest and the most vulnerable in society. And in that moment, as we do that, so we are fulfilling the mission and the purpose of Jesus. That for most of us, it will not be the one moment where we give up our life. It will be in the daily choices of the things that we do for others. Small things that make a big difference. Jesus calls us to love. Calls us to love the people that we know and we live with, people that we are together with in church, people that we have never heard of in Christian Aid Week and in other activities like it. This is about raising money for a worldwide cause. And we do it because we believe it is not right for people to be hungry. And Jesus has told us that feeding the hungry is something that matters to him. We believe that it is not right that people should not have clean water and that everyone needs sanitation. And we do it because we believe that that is what following Jesus calls us to be a part of. We do it in small ways. We do it with thousands of others. Let us be still. Let's join together to sing. Father, hear the prayer we offer. prayers of intercession, there is response. The words are, "For the end of hunger is the beginning of speaking out for change. For the end of hunger is the beginning of speaking out for change." So let us pray. We've heard through the night that one of the Welsh guards has been killed in Afghanistan. And we remember before God Kevin Jones, who is a member of this church and who serves the Welsh guards in Afghanistan as their chaplain. We pray for all those who will lose their life on this day as the result of violence. And we pray for all those who will minister to them. And we pray for Kevin. God of life, we celebrate all that is good and life-giving in your creation. We hold before you the country and people of Sierra Leone, a beautiful and fertile land with a wealth of natural resources and a dignified and resilient people. And we confess that we often only see the problems, but we thank you for those in Sierra Leone who see the possibilities. We know that in your world there is food and the potential for a good life for all people. But we need to learn to share resources and skills. For the end of hunger is the beginning of speaking out for change. Sometimes we're overwhelmed by the size of it all. But you ask us for what we are able to give, tools and seeds and teaching. Small actions with the hard work of partners in BAP producing huge changes. For the end of hunger is the beginning of speaking out for change. We thank you that simple technology and improved methods are helping the people of BAP to become more productive and generate income. We ask that you would help us never to take our food and those who produce it for granted. For the end of hunger is the beginning of speaking out for change. We thank you for all those who have been trained in advocacy. For all those people around the world who seek to create a better future for their children and their communities. May we share their courage to do the same. For the end of hunger is the beginning of speaking out for change. We praise you for your promise of salvation, for a world with enough for everyone. We pray for the millions of people without access to what we take for granted: food, education, clean water, technology. May we not give in to an easy acceptance that the world has to be like this. In hearing the voices that speak of hunger, may we too become hungry for change. For the end of hunger is the beginning of speaking out for change. We give you thanks for all the channels through which change can happen. For those village development committees. We pray for wisdom, accountability, and a breadth of vision for policymakers and governments. For all who have it in their power to effect change, including us. Empower us as we speak out as individuals, as churches, as communities. For the end of hunger is the beginning of speaking out for change. As we celebrate all the events that will take place this Christian Aid Week, we give thanks for those in communities at home and far away who choose to be change makers for justice. May we be inspired by one another, inspired by your Holy Spirit, as we pray, act, and give for a different world. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. So our offering today, the loose cash, will be given to Christian Aid, and your offering will now be received. The nations. Head button those balloons out the way. We say together, bless the gifts we have offered, bless the work we will do, and bless all who will bear witness to our collective support for the people of Sierra Leone. Bless all our endeavors and small contributions, and transform them into fruit that endures. We're going to join to sing. Will you come and follow me? We're going to sing. We are going to sing the first three verses, and then we're going to stop. Okay?
Your summer's echoes true when you but call my name. Let me turn and follow you and never be the same. In your company I'll go where your love and footsteps show. Thus I'll move and live and grow in you and you in me.
And now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God, and direct us in the direction of God's justice, mercy, and peace. Amen.